AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying on Capitol Hill is the brother of Renee Good, one of the two people shot and killed by government officers in Minneapolis.
Unapologetically hopeful. That was Renee. In sunlight, warm, steady, life-giving. Because when she walked in a room, things felt lighter, even on cloudy days.
Brett Ganger says Good spread seeds of hope everywhere.
Renee is not gone from us. She's in the light that finds us on hard days. She's in the resilience we didn't know we had until we needed it.
His testimony comes after the House passed a spending bill to end a government shutdown and provide just 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security so lawmakers can make changes in the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be changes.
Of the demands that were made, the requests that were made, many of those are already being implemented. You notice that that they're going to have the body cameras. We put $20 million additional dollars in this legislation that they're holding up right now to pay for more body cameras.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement with House Republicans to testify this month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Republicans were not alone on this.
Republicans and Democrats voting unanimously, which almost never happens in the Oversight Committee, and it did, to say they have to come forward and testify over the Epstein files.
It will mark the first time lawmakers have compelled the former president to testify. Investigators found signs of forced entry at the Arizona home of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie's mother in Arizona. She was last seen Saturday. Iran's president instructed the foreign minister to pursue negotiations with the U.S. The talks are uncertain after a Navy jet shot down an Iranian drone approaching an American aircraft carrier. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports President Trump is doubling his demand on Harvard.
Trump is demanding a $1 billion payment from Harvard University to end his prolonged standoff with the Ivy League school, doubling the amount he previously sought as both sides appear to move further away from reaching a deal. Last June, Trump said a deal was just days away and that Harvard had acted extremely appropriately. Trump later said an agreement was being finalized that would require Harvard to put $500 million towards the creation of a series of trade schools rather than a payment to the government. Now, after the New York Times reported that Trump had dropped his demand for a financial payment, Trump has doubled down on social media, saying Harvard has been behaving very badly. Trump says the university must pay the government directly as part of any deal, something Harvard has opposed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.